Mr. Farley.
They're putting him on now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Farley, President Johnson.
Hello.
Mr. Farley.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me, please.
Surely. Yes, please.
Operator?
Yes.
Could you put Mr. Farley on 2191 for the president?
Mr. Farley?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ready?
Hello?
Yes, Jim.
I merely want to congratulate you wholeheartedly on what you've done and the way you've been handling things.
Thank you,
Jim. The only reason I'm bothering you at this time is that I'm leaving for South America on Sunday on a trip that was delayed a week, and I won't be back until the 18th.
Well,
and I want to wish you well, and if in the days ahead I can be of service, call me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate more than you know.
I called the State Department, Martin, over there to find out what I should say and do if questions in Brazil and the Argentine and Chile and in Peru, and in all of those cases, I'll try to handle it in a way that will be helpful all along the lines. And if it's all right with you, I'll continue to urge that they give all consideration, I assume you mean, to the progress of that alliance of progress.
That's right, and just tell them they've got...
What else would you want me to bear?
I just tell them that the Latin American had the best friend in the White House that they'd ever had, one that's raised with them, that knows them and loves them, and that they're going to have a very pleasant experience in our dealings, and then come in, see me, and you get back.
Yeah, well, now, there's one thing I just want to say to you. I thought the manner in which you publicly made your address as Lyndon, and I say this, I shouldn't call you Lyndon, I say that most heartily, and if that's the opinion of all who heard you and saw you, and good luck and God bless you.
Thank you. Come in, see me, and you get back.
Bye.
Waiting.